Praise the Lord, saints. Our word for today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. That's Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. I am reading from the NIV Bible. And the scripture says, starting with verse 14, "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a table. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." I want to speak today on the topic, "Let Your Light Shine, Part 2. That's "Let Your Light Shine, Part 2. During our last sermon on this topic, I discussed how everyone has certain abilities and that some of us are not using our abilities to help others, including ourselves. I mentioned that we are the creation of God, who is the ultimate light, and that we are the children of God, and thus we are a light to a world full of darkness. That message was from a human point of view. Today I want to speak on the same scripture from a spiritual point of view. Now Jesus spoke these words as someone who was the light of the world. Since he is the Son of God, he knew that he was a part of the light of God. Jesus allowed his light to always shine. Jesus used all his God-given abilities not for self-gain or self-recognition, but to glorify God. Jesus was able to accomplish this not only because he was the Son of God, which he is, but also because he has a relationship with God. Let's think about that for a second. Jesus was a bright light in a dark world because he had a relationship with God, and that was why he was able to allow his light to shine continuously. Let's revisit the scripture, starting with verse 14, in which Jesus says, "You are the light of the world. A town on a hill cannot be hidden." See, Jesus starts by telling us that we are the light of the world. We were created to be a light as children of God. It is the will of God that we are the light of the world. Jesus states this as a fact, not as a promise. We truly are the light of the world. Jesus further states that a town built on a hill cannot be hidden. The key is that this house, which is you and me, must first be lifted up to be on a hill or a high place. God is the one who does the lifting or building if we allow God to do it. God doesn't lift us up unless we have a relationship with him. Once we have that relationship, then that person, us, who allows their light to shine, cannot be denied. That light will shine no matter what and can't be put out. Amen. Amen. Jesus further states in verse 15, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Now, in the natural, a lamp cannot operate unless it is plugged into the power source. Would you agree with me on that one? Well, God is our power source, and we must connect to God through a relationship with him to light the lamp in us, so to speak. Jesus had a relationship with God and stayed connected with him through prayer and spending time with him. Our problem is we are not always connected with the power source, and that is why our light doesn't always shine. In essence, if we are not connected with God through a relationship, then our light is hidden under a table and not viewable to to the world. Now, I mentioned in a past sermon that we all have abilities or gifts, and that some of us are using our abilities for self-benefit. I gave you examples of doctors not caring properly for their patients and charging for tests that are not needed to run up the bill. I use police officers not serving and protecting people as outlined in their job description, but abusing their power. I mentioned financial people ripping off other people for personal gain, just to name a few. All these things are happening because some people have a limited relationship with God or no relationship with God whatsoever. Their behavior is proof that without a relationship with God, everyone, including you and I, are capable of using our abilities or gifts for our own personal gain or benefit. In verse 16, Jesus states, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." God is able to change our hearts if we have a relationship with Him and allow Him to have His way in our lives. Jesus was able to let His light shine before others due to His relationship with God. In the same way, once we have that relationship, we can let our light shine, and everyone will know that we are children of God by the way we live and the example that we set in our act with our actions and not just our words. Amen. Amen. God will be glorified because our light reflects Him. Think about that for a second. We would use our abilities or gifts to benefit everyone, including ourselves. Wow, that would be a major difference, wouldn't it? But let's talk about that for a second. And I'll use the same examples I used in the prior sermon. Musicians would use their music to inspire others. Financial advisors would use their ability to promote financial independence for others, helping others get out of debt and putting them on a path of financial independence. Doctors and healthcare providers would treat patients with love and not care about the cost. I'm sure if you've gone to a doctor or have had to go to a hospital, the cost of treating patients is crazy. Doctors only do but so much. Their hands are tied. But if they have a relationship with God, they would treat patients the way they would want to be treated, not caring about anything else. Let's talk about those people who are in leadership positions. Instead of leading people away, they would lead people with the people's best interest at heart. Interesting. Leaders would lead people with the people's best interest at heart. That would be nice. Let's talk about attorneys. Attorneys would take on each case personally and do what is best for their clients, regardless of billing hours. Let's talk about teachers. Teachers would teach and treat their students with love and respect. Amen. Let's talk about our men in blue, the police officers. Police officers would not abuse their power, but they would treat everyone with respect. Let's talk about insurance agents. Insurance agents would not discriminate based on race, creed, and color, and would give their clients the best policy for them, regardless of whether or not their profit margin is high or low. It wouldn't matter. They would only do what was best for their clients. What about insurance adjusters? Insurance adjusters would treat each claim as if it was their own claim and would make sure that if the loss was covered, they would cover it. Contractors, my dear friend, contractors. Contractors will repair people's homes like it were their own home. Amen? Now, I mentioned in the last sermon how wonderful the world would be if that would occur. And I mentioned that that might be a pipe dream. But it's not really a pipe dream. Through God, anything's possible. Jesus said in verse 14, "You are the light of the world." And we are the light of the world. With the relationship with God, we can really be the light of the world. That's the only way we can truly be a light in this world. So, saints, in closing, I'm just going to simply say the time is now to let your light shine. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word. We thank you, Father, for your enlightenment. Help us, O Lord, we pray. And we pray, Father, for forgiveness where we've fallen short in this area. Father, we need a relationship with you so our light can shine. Help us, draw us to you, Almighty Father, so that your will can be done in our lives and we can be a light in this dark world. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Father, this word will go forth and people will hear it. Please remove any obstacles that will prevent them from hearing what you are saying here, Father. And I pray, Lord, you'll draw them to you and they'll desire to have that relationship. Father, we love you and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.